Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's important to have people in your organization, players, coaches, staff, that believe in what you're doing and want to be here for the right reason. And paying someone more money, hoping that they'll make them happy, isn't usually a recipe for success. You know, you have to have players that buy into and believe what you're doing and wake up every day in Buffalo excited to be a Sabre. I think that's important. In saying that, are there hard conversations with times? Are players at times frustrated with things? Absolutely, and that's part of the relationship building that I believe in from my job through the coaches, having those conversations. There's hard days too where players are frustrated or I'm frustrated, but that doesn't mean you just, because a player is upset at that day and you're just trading them.
The Sabres general manager, Kevin Adams, from yesterday's press conference, I had briefly forgotten about the idea that paying players more money won't necessarily make them happy. Ian Rappaport here. Guys, sources tell me that this team has decided not to offer the player more money than its other teams, but just, you know, that they've actually given that player a talk and how money doesn't bring happiness. Sorry, I don't know why I went to the NFL.
I can't say the thing about, well, it's been years since he said the players who want to be here thing.
It really,
He did say it.
He did drop the players that want to be here, but even to say, oh man, like, is that a new, I forget, like, what
the money part of that is just like, that is excuse making for not spending, why we're not going to spend, right?
Yeah, that's an incredible spin about not spending. Well, I mean, the giving a guy more money is not going to make him happy if he doesn't want to be here. Okay, people take jobs for money. People take jobs and then do those jobs well for money. That's what jobs are.
Isn't that how you get great players to come when you're not that good yet?
The thing about money.
Why did Mario Williams come to Buffalo? They offered him $100 million.
Right. And he liked the deers in the backyard.
That too.
But this just occurs to me. Where's Mitch Marner going to play? I don't know. Does Mitch Marner wake up loving being a Vegas Golden Knight? No. Does he wake up loving being a member of the insert other teams here? What he loves is hockey. And he wants to go to a team where the hockey is good. And they pay him a lot. And they win a lot of games. The idea that you...
Likes the logo.
The idea that you're going to, like, we got to have someone that loves being a Buffalo Sabre. Did Jason Zucker, until 364 days ago, love being a Buffalo Sabre? These people love hockey. Alex Tuck loved the Buffalo Sabres growing up. Did Tage Thompson? Did Rasmus Dahlin?
Mm-hmm.
They love the sport. You are in the sport and employ players from the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And to suggest, again, like, maybe we should, he's not the guy to be mad at here, because it's all incredible just glossing over the reasons we don't spend. It's really what it is.
Right.
These are the reasons we don't spend. A little more money's not going to make that guy happy. No, it might make him sign on the dotted line. And if you do enough of those players who all love to play hockey – would do so on a team, which is something else that hockey players love to do, play on a team. And all these things that they love are built in. If they don't love it, it's because of something that you did wrong as a professional right. sports organization.
Right.
Or maybe they don't like Winnipeg or Buffalo. There can be some players like that. Again, most of the players that come to play in this league are born in cold places. This is not Deontay Johnson saying he didn't want to go to a football game because it was 41 degrees.
Right. This league, we're still 64% or something still are from Canada.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
They love the sport. You're in the best league. And you get to pay them money to play it for you and try to win. You got to wake up loving Buffalo? Okay.
Who is that describing?
It's Alex Tuch. It's really only Alex Tuch.
It's just Alex Tuch.
And we don't even know if that's true anymore.
Right. It maybe was true. And is it true now? He's still an individual never signed a contract with the Buffalo Sabres.
Right. I mean, you could say Rasmus Dahlin loves it, but it's a little bit like, you know, the Seinfeld bit, we all root for laundry. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe, by the way. How are you? Happy Wednesday. Kevin Adams spoke for a while yesterday. We'll talk about it with Paul Hamilton at 7. We'll get some football stuff in as well. But Josh Allen loves being a Buffalo Bill. What if he was drafted by Denver? He'd love being a Bronco.
Mm-hmm.
He loves football. And then you go to an environment where you win, you play well, you meet the fans, you move into a city and you start to love the city. Mm-hmm. Or you start to love the team. This idea that, like, oh, did Sam Lafferty just, like, hey, I called my agent. I was like, I don't want to hear offers for more money. I love being a Buffalo Sabre. It's Connor Clifton.
Right.
What even is this pitch?
Well, really, like, the pitch, I think, is really maybe he's talking more about the players that are already here. And, like you mentioned, Allen falls in love with the environment and everything once he's here. Whereas, J.J. Paterka, how come you're not doing that? But again, that's look in the mirror.
Yeah, right.
There is very good reasons why somebody could play a few years for you and not be falling in love with the idea of being a Buffalo Sabre as the experience is ongoing for them. How could they?
Right. They could make the playoffs.
How could they?
And we would celebrate.
And then it'd be different.
Maybe. Or maybe it would be different. Like teams that make the playoffs. Players leave those teams too.
Right.
Players leave all these teams.
It's just more excuse making for why they're going to lose good players and why they're not going to replace them with people that are good because those people cost money. Right?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a hamster wheel. They're just gonna. They're gonna trade this guy, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And they're gonna trade him because we don't want anybody that even doesn't want to bleed blue and gold. You even are thinking about no, you're out. We're good. We don't need you. Don't want to be here. We don't want you to be here.
Yep.
Like just, I don't know. Very quick to that, and remind. It's just, is it a bad precedent to set? I'm thinking about, like, you ever have a high school job where, like, everybody, like, you work with a bunch of friends and, like, everybody hates the job.
Yep.
But, and you talk about every time you're there, like, oh, man, this job stinks. But you keep doing it. And then that first person quits, and then everybody else has quit within a couple of months after that first person has quit. It's like, oh, you know, Johnny quit, so maybe, you know, I think it's time. That could be this.
Yeah.
I hope it's not, but are Darlene and Tage are going to, in a year, look back on, well, you know, if I do want out, it looked pretty seamless for JJ. He got out pretty easily. We could talk about precedence, but, you know, if you played a little hardball here and they're thinking that in the future, it's, you know, look how they dealt with JJ on that. Again, this is, it sounds like though you are trapping these players, but aren't we all trapped? Isn't everybody trapped in this thing? Everybody's trapped. The players are trapped. The fans are trapped. It's a trap. The whole thing. And just everyone's trying to claw out of it together. So, all right, you're trapped. Like, get in line, Paterka. Like, everybody feels trapped probably with this team. Because there's no... I just don't know where you're going to find a list of players that are going to fit the description that Adams just gave, which is they just want to badly be a Buffalo Sabre. You're not going to find that.
Right. You're not. Not very often.
Patrick Kane is from here, and he said no.
Multiple times.
So if you can go find another guy who grew up a Sabre fan somewhere in the league, I don't know.
It's just not realistic. I mean, here
Marcus Foligno grew up a Sabre fan. He talked like he'll never come back here.
Mitch Marner's dream is to play for the Leafs, and he's probably going to leave because they were, you know, it's not the dream you think it is when all the pressure comes in.
And that's right.
And that's a team with high standards.
That's right.
Here we are. You know, most of this yelling at ourselves and yelling at each other about this is we just want the Sabres to just be normal. Can you just be normal? Mm-hmm. Just be a regular team.
I do think there would be... It wouldn't feel this frustrating, even with the losing, if it just felt like there was a major push made to end it all. To end this streak. To end this era. And it doesn't. That's the biggest problem is not winning. But the next biggest problem is you don't ever feel like they're desperate to end it. Right?
No.
Like, it feels like they're... What? They're a mom and pop shop.
And
in a professional sports league that I don't like. I pulled up a list yesterday when Adams said that about how, like, oh, we fire coaches, you know, like when asked about Harrington, the clip we played. And like, dude, there are 9 teams in the league that have done this more than you have. Fired coaches and general managers. The Sabres have this reputation of, oh, they never give anybody a chance and they're always too quick on the trigger. When maybe many times they've been too slow at it. And, you know, they've had 10 GMs and head coaches during this playoff drought. In that time, Edmonton's had 16, Philly's had 13, Calgary's had more, Toronto's had more, Florida, Vancouver, New Jersey, Columbus, Ottawa.
Those are all teams that have had more success, too.
A lot of them, yeah, right.
All of them.
Edmonton and Florida have been in the finals 2 years in a row. And they've made more changes than the Sabres have in that time span. Like, you're not different. You're not special for... Or even, you're not firing people at the rate that it probably warrants. And a lot of that is what's happening right now, that this GM is going into his 6th season.
Alexander Mogilny got a call to the Hall of Fame.
Finally.
It's a good day for Sabres fans, right? He got the call, reading an article at NHL.com from Mike Zeisberger, our buddy. And there's the quote from Mogilny. He answers, he's grateful and thankful, says, it's 3 a.m. here. They called him at 3 a.m. Hello? You've made the Hockey Hall of Fame. Great. We made you wait 17 years and then called you at 3 a.m.
3 a.m.
By the way, if you get a call at 3 a.m., what are the chances you're waking up for the call? Isn't your ringer on silent?
Zero. I am never. Is there a function where someone can call you like it's an emergency call where it makes it ring?
Yeah, like isn't that urgency? Mogilny's got all the contacts that are allowed to actually ring at 3 a.m. and one of them is Hockey Hall of Fame. Let that call through.
Well, who is calling him? Is it like a former teammate? Like doesn't the NFL like get a little more ceremonial now?
Yes, they show up in person. The former NHL great, he serves as the 56-year-old Ron Francis.
Ron Francis chair, is the one who called
him? Chair of the Hockey Hall of Fame selection committee. So. The message to Mogilny, who's currently president of his hometown team of the KHL, congratulations on being elected to the Hall of Fame. So, yeah, Mogilny in his phone is like, here are the people that are allowed to call me at 3 a.m., Ron Francis. Oh, it's Ron. It's 3 a.m.
Right.
Let's get a break in. If you want to jump on, 803-0550. You know, we can talk Mogilny and how great that is. That's great news. Long, long overdue. Alexander Mogilny going to the Hall of Fame. And Paul Hamilton, top of the hour. Randall, we'll get your call right on the other side here on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.